Good masturbator morning. So I was reading this really interesting article about worry stones. So they're like polished stones that people used to carry in their palm or in their pocket. They're usually created by running water and they're really smooth. So it feels really nice to rub away the stress. You can see where I'm going here. So it started like in Greece, Tibet, Ireland, and a lot of Native American tribes. So a lot of times they were actually made, and depending on the culture, it would affect how the stone felt. So I'm just going to scroll through. It says like a lot of people actually get a lot of like anxiety reducing, sort of benefits from rubbing, a very smooth object between their hands or fingers. So, you know, like, I think right now would be a great time to, like, maybe find something nice and smooth, you know, maybe between your legs or something, and just start rubbing it. You know, it's similar to a fidget cube or a fidget spinner, really, like, whatever you chose to rub between your legs. It helps you displace any, like, other destructive coping mechanisms. You know, you'll just like rub your soothing stone, your worry stick, between your legs, and it'll just help you relax. You know, like you could listen to a hypnotic script. It'll help you to rub your worry stick that's between your legs, and like just get used to really like rubbing it and just getting a sense of calm and getting a sense of decreased anxiety. You know, use this time as a coping mechanism to just rub your worry stick. You know, maybe like closer towards the edge. You know, they say like in the article, it really helps for men who are really distracted with all the stressors in their life to just get a worry stick like right between their legs and just rub it and just get really familiar with all the ridges. You know, is it a soft worry stick? Does it have skin on the end or is it nice and smooth and just like shaped like a worry stone at the end, right? Feels really good to just rub there. You know, a few people, it helps them whenever they need to stop, like, biting their nails or tapping their foot or biting their lip or, like, smoking a cigarette or anything. And just rub their worry stick. You know, it's just trading one addiction for the other, really. Like, you'll just rub it, and instead of doing all those other things, you'll just get so focused and so fixated on rubbing your worry stone because it makes all your worries disappear, doesn't it? Yeah, that's what it's there for. It's to make all your worries just fade away and help you just get connected to your own body, just really center you, you know? And the article also says, like, some masturbators are actually born with the stress ball between their legs, too. So, you know, this is really, the area between your legs is really just a center for de-stressing, isn't it? You can just rub the worry stone at the end of the worry stick, just rub your worries away, and then if you feel in the mood, you can put your hands on your stress balls, you know, and just sort of like massage them in the middle of your hands, you know, like maybe squeeze on them a little if you're into that. You can just let them rest in your hands, you know, just give them a nice squeeze here and there, just to let them know that you have a lot of stress in your life and you got to get it out by using your stress balls too. And then you can just pretend that they're like the Chinese like therapy relaxing balls, like they just have a bell inside so you know like you're relaxing and just rotating your hands, but instead it's your testicles, because those are your stress balls. So you want to sort of let them spin in your hands a bit here and there. Just give your stress balls a nice good rub down, you know, just make sure all the energy, all the stress is flowing out. You know, that's what it's all about. People have been doing this for generations and generations, according to the article. They'll just rotate their stress balls and just, like, maybe huff some poppers here and there. Like, right now would be a great time to huff some poppers and just, you know, just use your rub your worry stick, rub your worry stones, rub your and onto your stress balls, because that's what the article says we're doing right now. So really just like play with it, just decompress, sort of rub it a lot. Oh fuck yeah, we're getting a lot of de-stressing done right now. We're just really relaxing, you know, just really feeling good. I'm really feeling swell and really feeling amazing. And just sort of just touching ourselves and feeling amazing and just not worrying about all the stress in our lives. It feels really good to just ignore all the stress. You know, you can deal with it later. You can just play with your toys right now, just between your legs. Just keep playing with the toys. You know, like, don't need to worry about all the serious problems in your life. You just gotta just masturbate. I mean, play with the massage balls and the stick between your legs and just really play with it. Just really jerk it, like really fast. It feels really good. You know, people have been doing this, according to the article, for generations on generations. It feels really good to just follow tradition. You know, you're a stressful sort of masturbator out there. You know, you just want to take care of it. You got to get all the stress out. Really, just really get a nice good grip on that stick and just really kind of like maybe add some grease right now. Yeah, like add a lot of grease, you know, and just like all the men before you, you'll just play with your de-stressing stick and your worry stone and your stress balls, and you know, maybe you'll go a bit deeper too. Like you'll just really just do that for an entire day, you know, no different than taking a fast or anything. According to the article, it really helps to watch other people demonstrate how to rub a worry stick and stretch their de-stressing balls, and just kind of like really helps to turn on something and watch it really get really fucking horny. Just de-stressing, you know, just really. Oh, just fucking saying fuck you to all your fucking responsibilities, and you'll just rub your fucking dick, your fucking worry dick. Ah, oh, I just rub the worries away, yeah. Just get a nice greasy grab on the fucking worry dick, and just look at some other people looking at. Just really relaxing, you know, just hitting that meditation, just om, because that's what you're doing right now. You're just meditating. It's going om. Fuck. And the article says it's really good, especially when you live in a very loud environment. You just want to fucking just meditate really loud and just go, feel really good, you know, and you just, you know, maybe you want to check your mood or something, and you'll just go from touching your worry stone at the end of your fucking cock, and go down to touching your stress balls in the ball sack. You know, just crawl down to your decompression taint, and really you'll just play with your mood ring a bit, you know. Just play with your mood ring down there. Just find out what are you in the mood to do. You know, just rub your finger around the mood ring. Just trace the perimeter, you know, and just feel really good. Yeah, and maybe grab a little bit of grease and just slide your finger right into the mood ring. Just slide it right in there. Oh, yeah. Grab a bit more grease and just slide it on in there, and just slide it in, just in and out. Oh fuck yeah. Put some more grease for your fucking puckered up mood ring, and just, yeah, you don't want your finger getting stuck in your fucking mood ring. You just press in and just out, and just really try on your fucking mood ring and find out what your mood is, because I think your mood is fucking gooning, bro. Fuck. We'll just play with your fucking mood ring, bro. I'm just fucking goon. Oh my gosh. Ah, oh, fuck. Ah, oh, fucking my fucking worry stick. Fuck. Ah, oh, fuck, bro. Ah, oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I think I'm gooning too a bit. Oh, fuck. I fucking feel amazing. Ah, fuck. Whew, I feel less stressed already. Fuck, that feels really relaxing. Ah, shit, bro. Ah, fuck. Ah, my fucking worry stick. Ah, yeah. Ah, bro. Yeah, so I think that was a really interesting article, don't you, bro? Yeah, like, I might actually never have to buy a fucking worry stone or fucking a fidget spinner ever again. I got one right between my legs. I don't have to worry about it. So, good money-saving tip right there, bros.